Hello, Rob. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Tell me about Reese. What's the story?
Well, I don't know this family personally, but they're a young family. I only know Peter, his partner, through a Caladium group. But he had a massive or a catastrophic stroke at the beginning of the year and had to go to Townsville and had massive operations up there. But he's back in Mackay at the moment, doing intensive rehabilitation. They're trying to get him home. That's their ultimate aim, that he'll be able to come home, because he can't walk very far. He's still, you know, doing his rehabilitation, can't work. They've just been doing it really tough. And when they're in Townsville, because they're up there for months, the children had to go down to his family down south so that Peter could be up there with him. So they were separated for a long time, too long, really.
A day's too long.
And while they were up there, Peter was told that they needed to vacate their rental home because it was going on the market. It's just been, you know, one thing after another for them.
God.
And they had no income coming in, and he hadn't been paid for work that he had completed or was in the process of doing before he had his stroke. So they were trying to get that money to keep them going. And some friends started a GoFundMe page just to pay their immediate bills while they were up there. But it's just been a constant struggle. And because he's a young person who's had a stroke, you don't get the same assistance like if you're an elderly person.
Sure.
And he can't come home. They won't let him home until it's safe for him to come home.
Where is home? Say Mackay. Whereabouts around Mackay?
I think they're in North Mackay. I've never actually been there.
Okay.
It's just that I know her through this group, and she's always the first person to put a hand up to give you information or to share a plant or, you know, and she's just been struggling trying to pull things together and stay on top of things. And I've just been thinking, what can we do to help?
What can we do listening at the moment help this family?
Well, she said to me, I was talking to her, and she said the biggest thing is they need a wheelchair for him because he can't walk far.
Yeah.
And that's like if he's allowed out for a day just to move him about. And she said that would probably be the biggest thing.
They don't have a wheelchair. So we need a wheelchair.
Yes. And money's very tight and they just don't have the wherewithal to get one at the moment. So, yeah, if someone had a wheelchair or if someone can donate towards it, that would be wonderful.
All right. If anyone has that, if anyone's got a wheelchair, anyone's got some spare coin to help this beautiful family out. I mean, as we said, to be away from your kids is the worst possible feeling ever. But for days and weeks and months on end, it's like, oh, my God. Horrible.
They're only little.
Little kids.
I mean, they're home now. She's at home with them now.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Dad's still not with them because he's not allowed out yet.
Okay.
Because it's not safe for him to be home.
Okay, Nancy. We're putting the call out there now. Let's see if anyone can actually help out this wonderful family over at North Mackay, okay?
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.